Excuse me. I'm starting the bottom three words, the last two words on the bottom of the Omer over there. The Gemara, we're getting into these medicinal Gemaras, so we always preface it. We don't know what's flying here. We just think we don't understand at all. But the Gemara had given us some sort of medicine for an everyday fever, an everyday. Now we're coming to a little different. Omer Afuno Le'eshto Tilsa means Shachefes. I don't know how they call it. It's a type of a fever. It's an interesting thing. It comes every third day. It's the person every third day. So again, these are medicines which we don't understand. Lysa, let him bring Shiva Siluye, means seven small branches, Mishiva Diklay, from seven different palm trees. Mishiva Tsive, seven splinters, Mishiva Kshure, from seven beams. Mishiva Sichi, seven pegs. Mishiva Kshure, from seven bridges. Mishiva Kitime, and seven bunches of ash, Mishiva Tanuri, from seven different ovens. The Shiva Afrei, and seven bunches of dust, place Mishiva Sinrei. Sinrei is the where the hinge of the door. In those days they didn't have like hinges like we had. It's like the hinge was a pole going from top to the bottom, and the door swung on that. And the hole where that hinge went in, that's I think what they call Sinrei. The dust, take the dust out of there. The Shiva Kufrei, and seven Kufrei is tar. You should be outside of the boat with it, from Shiva Arbi, from seven different boats. Vishiva Buni Kamuni, Rashi learns, seven handfuls, fistfuls of kimoni. Kimoni is a type of spice. Cumin, I think they call it. It's a spice, I think. Vishiva Bini, seven hairs. Midikta, from the beard. The Kalba Saba, from an old dog. Okay. Now you take your magic potion and you wrap it up. You wrap it up, Litzirinu, and like last week you had also, you wear it under the collar here somehow. Puts it under his collar. Litzirinu b'chalola, the space, the Beit Savor, and the neck, b'nira barko. Nira barko means near as a hair. And it looks like a loop, and you tie the stuff up with a loop of a hair, a white hair, a bright hair. Okay. No comment, we don't know.
No wonder drugs are so expensive.
Yes. It's interesting, the poskim say that on, generally speaking, these kind of medicines we don't use anymore. The sinishtano atfoy.
I noticed that.
The nature's. You tried this?
No, we don't.
Yeah. That the sinishtano atfoy, we don't, it's a different. It's interesting, one of them, will come to the very bottom here, is one of these magic, looks to be magical. That the Kregen Shchonorach Yerideya brings, I think from the Maril, that still applies. He'll get to it. He says, we don't do them anymore because our natures are different. Nature of people have changed. But one of them, at the very end...
The hair of the dog.
I'm sorry?
No. Someone would get drunk.
If somebody?
Somebody would get drunk.
Drunk?
They have a hangover.
Yeah.
The next morning, they would say, take another drink.
Right.
And the way they would refer to it is, take a hair of the dog that bit you.
Really?
That's all this thing is just interesting.
It's between nice. You and the phone and him and the dog. I'm giving an education here today. Good thing I got up today. Okay, let's go. Come on. Amri Bechle, Eshtet Smirta. Eshtet Smirta is also a heavy fever. It heats up the whole body. Kadachas. Do you have an English word for it? It's a burning fever. Stronger than the previous ones. Lishkos Sakina. Interesting, Gemara. Lishkos, take a knife to cool a paras, a completely metal knife. The lazel goal, the heichodika vardini, go to a place where there's a snare, like Moshe's snare, that type of a bush. The likta be nira barka, tie around the knife of nira barka, again a hair, a light colored hair. Yemakam on the first day, lachroik beipur, to make a little scratch indentation on that snare with your knife. The lema, now these are the psukim, we're going to say the psukim that Moshe said when he went to the snare. Vayera malach Hashem elov. You say that pasuk, okay. Lamacha, the next day, go back. Lachrog beport, to cut again a little bit. V'leima v'yem Moshe asura nova eret. Ladula yivrasne, meaning, why isn't it burning? Because this guy's burning. He's trying to stop burning. Lamacha, the third day, lichrog beport, again, make a little indentation, a notch in the thing. V'leima v'yar Hashem kisor liros. Sor, it went away. Let him. He didn't say, He didn't say that. Apostle, he should have said, "Al tikrav halom, don't come near me." He should have said that also, meaning to the fever, don't come near me. Omele Ravachu braid the rovel of Ravashi v'leim of a yom al tikrav halom. So you're right. We made a single mistake. Ela liyema kama the first day leimo. You should say both psukim. Vayera malach Hashem elov vayera Moshe. Meaning madu aliyav asne. Lemocha the second day say leim vayera Hashem kisol liros ulemocha vayom al tikrav halom. Okay, that's what you do for those 3 days. That's going to make it go away. When it disappears, when this fever leaves you, now go back to the snare. Now you cut down the snare completely. Letase, go towards the bottom, go low. Velivske, and cut it off. And say as follows. Hasne, hasne. Lav mishum de gevias mikolin lon. It's some interesting thing. Ashrei at kodesh bor shchindalo. Why did Hashem Shaira Shechina on the snare? Not because you're bigger than anyone, paket, because you made yourself, you're a very low kind of a thing. Elamish and the Maichis Mikolilona, because you are smaller, you make yourself lower than all trees. Therefore, Ashri Kutchabrichu Shechinte Aloch. Meantime, Vechiheche, he's still talking to the snare, the Chamite Eshosa, just like the fire, saw. And what did it do? And the fire ran away, it didn't burn them. So too this fire that attacked me, meaning this heat, this heavy fever, should see me and run away. So the fire should see Leploni by Plonis, he names himself, and it should run away from me. Okay, next. Lesimto. Simto usually means an alley, but that's what it means over here. It means some sort of shchin. It's a shchin in English, boils, sort of pustules, pimples like that. That's your problem. Do as follows. Leimo hochi. Now Rashi says, these words coming are names of malochim. And their names are destructive names because the process is destroying this guy. Leimo hochi cheyesal boz, bazia, mos, masia, boz, he's being mevazim, masia, he's mushing him up, kaskas, he's cutting him up, sarloi, armaloi, his names are malochim. Elain malochim, these are the malochim, the ishtalchu that was sent, may aro the stone. Rashi points out, doesn't mean they came from stone. This is the lachash, the incantation to say, that's all. Ula as, period, that's the end of that. Next. Ula so shchinoki even. To heal shchin, which gives pain. Apparently the first shchin wasn't so painful, just annoying. This is now a shchin that hurts. You should say the following. And Rashi says there's no, we have no pshat in these words, it's just words. It's some sort of a lachash. Incantation, is that the word for it? Incantation, just words to say there is no pshat in these words. Bozuch, bozuch, boz, bezuch, masmosuch, komoin, komoch. Now, the next words we understand a little bit. Enoch boch, meaning your look should remain, meaning you shouldn't get worse, shouldn't get more red. Is there another Gemara? I said, fellas looking for a Gemara. Is that a Gemara? There's a Gemara right here. What's his first name? Listen. I think that's a Gemara. If you can lift it, you can use it.
Thank you.
I don't want to make them so, you know, they make me cahoots with a doctor. If you can give you what you call it, a killer, what they call it, eruption, then you got to go to the doctor also. Okay, anyway. So anyway, we say to these, well, Enoch, man, your marriage should stay the same. And maybe you want to come a little closer. Listen, I don't have any voice. I don't have any voice. It's hard for me, but okay. Asruch boch, you should stay in your place, meaning you shouldn't expand. Zaruch, your zera kikolut, should be like a person who zera kolut means it's like grabbed inside of him and he can't give out his zera, he can't reproduce. We're trying to tell the sickness it shouldn't reproduce. Ukepreda, like a mule, the lapar of the mules don't reproduce. Kach so too lotifre velotirbe. You shouldn't be fruitful. You shouldn't multiply. Begufe deploni baplonis in my body. Okay, next. Lekipo. Kipo, Rashi says, is either some sort of boils, or it means somebody shekafu shed. He's been hit by a shed and some kind of more shchayr. Lemahoch, you should say as follows. Okay, again, these are just words. I mean, and I don't mean just words. Words that we're not touching the words. It's some magical. It's an incantation, and without knowing necessarily what it means. Cherif shlufo v'klanatusha loy shmei yoichov choylin mach oivin, period. Next. Lishido. If one is attacked by a shed, lemohochi should say as follows. Again, says Rashi, it's a lachash. Havis de pokik, de pokis havis. Lita curse, tova broken, and mishumas, and in shamsa should be this shed whose name is Bartit Bartomi Bartino. Kishamgas meregas. Veistamoy. Okay. Lishido de beisakise. Person's attacked by the shed of the beisakise. Lemohochi, he should say as follows. Interesting. A karkofe de ari, on the head of a lion, the ause de guraisa, on the nose, what do you call it, the nose, and a lioness, this, you know, what they call the nose, the bridge of a lioness, ashkachtun, I found, lishidoi, bashrikoi, pandi, I found, that's the name of this shed. That's where I found him. Bimishra de Karsi, in a patch of cress. Is that any type? Leek. I'm still trying to figure out for my kids what leek is. They claim it's one of Simonim on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. All I know about leeks are my pipes. I just have them on Friday. I pay a lot of money. But anyway, I don't know what it is. So anyway, I found it on the head of a lion, on the nose of a lioness, in a patch of leek. Chavte, I threw it down. Beloya de chamra, with the cheekbone of a donkey, chatra, say, I hit it. Okay. So these are lechoshim. Again, we don't use them. They say, we don't understand. We certainly don't understand them. Okay. Now, back to the Mishnah. Ubrei melochim bezugin. The Mishnah said that ubrei melochim, princes, can go out with bells on Shabbos. It's considered a tachshit. Let's see. Now, hold on a second. Now, you're going to have, what does it mean, b'nei melochim? I mean, so the Gemara says, man tana reboish rib shimini. The Omer call Yisrael b'nei melochim hei. Meaning, not, because the Mishnah says, b'nei melochim of chol adam. El shadib ha-chachom and b'hoiv. Now this is interesting, we'll have this later. I mean, apparently not everybody walked around with bells. It wasn't some fancy thing. B'nei melochim wore it. So this is going to have a machloikis. We'll have him here, appears again and again through the rest of Shabbos. Reb Shimon goes, Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim, meaning anybody can sort of self look at himself as a ben melech. I don't say that only because the ben melech wears that type of jewelry, so I can't wear it. And if I wear it, people are going to laugh at me, or it's going to look strange. Maybe I'll take it off in the street. So everybody can give himself the right to be a ben melech. So this Mishnah is Reb Shimon, that anybody can say he's a ben melech. Means we don't say, because you're walking around with something that only a millionaire should be walking around with, you're going to be and get embarrassed. Someone's going to make a joke. Mela, that we keep having here. Anything that you'd be embarrassed to wear, we're afraid you'll take off and carry on Shabbos. It's not, this is Reb Shimon. Everybody's a ben melech. Nobody's embarrassed. You see people are once embarrassed by being overdressed. Today it's probably the other way, but okay, whatever. Anyway, now, we have another problem here, which Tysus brings up. We had a Gemara a long time ago that Zug Shabbat Savori you can't wear on Shabbos. Not because we're afraid someone will laugh and he'll take it off, we're afraid it'll tear off, it'll fall off. He's averting the problem. This, again, I missed a lot of you, but we've been going through these last dam. There's always like it's a double barrel problem, if you want to call it. What we're always worried about is you'll take it off on Shabbos in the street, forgetfully, will leave it in your hand and walk. Now that can come from two angles. One could be you'll consciously take it off, like a guy with one shoe, because you look like a fool, and people will laugh at you. Anything like that, you're embarrassed, we're afraid you'll take it off. Then there's other things, not where it's embarrassed, it'll fall off. So it will fall off, that's a different problem. So he's taking care of the problem of you'll take it off. Call yourself b'nei melochim. Nobody's embarrassed. I'm not taking it off. Yeah, but what if it falls off? It's a different problem. And we were definitely concerned about that. We said lo bezug shebet savaro over here. I'm sorry, lo bezug. Yeah, right. We said over here lo bezug shebet savaro, but zug shebet suso you can wear. So the Gemara said over there zug shebet suso is good because it's sewn on. But the zug shebet savaro generally was not sewn on. We're afraid it might fall off. So what's going on over here? So Tysus says, he says it there and he says it here. This being that, I don't, that was, we're talking about an evid, if you remember. We're talking about a standard bell, not a fancy thing. Here we're obviously talking about some sort of fancy piece of jewelry, because b'nei melochim are wearing it. So most probably it was tied on not with string. It was tied on with a golden chain or something. That's not going to fall off. That's what Ratzis explains. But Ein HaChanami, if it's weakly attached, has nothing to do with this. That's the sugya before. Anything that might fall off, you can't wear on Shabbos. Okay, that's the first teretz. Rav Omar be'orig b'ksus over there yakol. Here we're talking like we said back there. Going, this is fine. We're talking what's woven into his beged. If it's woven into his beged, there's nothing to be afraid of. He can't take it off. Does a man have to say kol yisor b'nei melochim? Embarrassed? Not embarrassed. He can't take it off. He's not ripping his suit in the middle of the street. That we're not worried about. Okay. Now this Mishnah deals. Again, these are the Gemara. The Chazal knew these seems to be medicinal. Again, we don't know what's going on over here, and again, we don't use these things. But the basic rule you had before, lemosh lemumcha kmei that's mumcha, or you had the peel and the galgal melech in the mouth. Anything that is a refuah, person needs it. You can carry it. That's not called carrying. Then you can use it on Shabbos. So here we go. Yotzim bebeitzes a chargol. Chargol is one of the types of grasshoppers. The egg of the chargol was used, was attached to the ear, and it was used as a refuah for earaches. Now again, the rule of thumb is going to be here. Let me just come with a new problem here. These things Chazal considered valid refuahs. Again, we don't understand them, but they did. But even then, there were things that were not valid refuahs. They were stam avodizor. The avodizor had all sorts of spooky abakadabrazachim. That you're not allowed to do. Forget about on Shabbos. But you can't do any time because darke or moir. Basically, this mishnah is going to differ than regular. It's going to differentiate between things that Chazal knew to be real refuahs and things that were just. They did because the Goyim did it and they had their superstitions. That you're not allowed to do. That's not to do with Shabbos. So these things, the Mishnah says you can't use, these Chazal held were authentic refuahs. Ubeshen Shul, the tooth of a fox, was used for sleeping disorders. We'll see in a minute. Ubemasmer minatzoluv, a nail, some person was hung up on a cross. The nail coming out of that piece of wood, they felt had medicinal value. We'll see. Mishum refuah, divrei Reb Meir. V'chachloikis, chachomim oisim. Chachom say things are not valid refuahs. Therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do it ever. Avbechol oisim. Avbechol mishum darkei ho'amayri. Okay. Now, what are these three things that the Meir said you could use? Yoitzin bebeitzas achagol. Again, the egg of this type of grasshopper. The avdil shichlo. It was hung on the ear, and it was found to be a refuah for earaches. V'shen shel shul, the avdei l'shinso, it was made for sleeping disorders. The chayo l'mandamnayim, person who was sleeping all the time, he couldn't wake up, they would use the tooth of a live fox would somehow help him. Faked the misa, they would take the tooth of a dead fox, l'mandalonayim, person had insomnia. They would have put around his neck the tooth of a dead fox. Okay, but mas miminat solov, a nail from, what do they call it, solov? Somebody was...
It's a gallows.
A gallows, okay. What was it for? The avdil azir, which we use for inflammations. The first of the anti-inflammatory drugs. Okay. Mishum refuah divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir held that it was refuah chom al tzad. Again, your rule of thumb here is... If it's been validated as a refuah, you can use it. It's not documentary. You can use it on Shabbos too. It's not called carrying. If it's not a valid thing, stam apsa superstition, a voodoo doll, then you can't use it. Nothing to do with Shabbos. That's darkei moiri. We happen to have in this Mishnah, machlokes and mein achum, these things are valid. But the rule is the same. If they are found to be valid refuahs, that's refuah. If not, it's you can't do it. Abayi v'rover damrit Abayi kol dover sheyesh bo mishum refuah ein bo mishum darkei amayri. If it's a valid medicinal thing, it's not darkei amayri. Ha ein bo mishum refuah yesh bo mishum darkei amayri. That's b'chukosayim lo teleira. That's because the goyim do these superstitious things. We don't do it. Okay. Frag the gemara v'otanya. Now, not just legabe people. Understand? If you're going to have something that's medicinal for a tree, you got a sick tree, right? Now, it doesn't do with Shabbos. You have some sort of kunst to have, the agriculture people kunst to do this and get better. Okay, if it's a valid thing, you do it. If it's a spooky abracadabra from the goyim, that's darkei amorim, it's the same thing. Don't do it me. You can't use superstition type voodoo things from the goyim. That's darkei amorim, unless it's valid. So you just told me that if there's ein bo mishum refuah, that's darkei amorim. Look what it says here. Elon shemesa peirosav. It loses its peiros. It doesn't hold the peiros. They fall off too soon. It's not good. What do you do? Soikroi besikra. You paint it red. V'toyanoi be'avonim. And you load it down with stones. You sort of you attach stones to the branch. You weigh down the tree. So the Gemara says like this. Weighing it down with stones, I understand. I don't particularly. But okay, the Gemara understood somehow when you weigh down a tree. The Gemara understood somehow from the fact. The fact that the tree was too strong, I don't know what you call it, Rashi calls it too fat, that's why the peiros fell off before they were ripe. So you want to weaken the tree somehow, so you weight it down with a lot of weight. Okay, the Gemara understands that. But painting it red, what kind of medicinal value to the tree does painting it red have? I mean, that's lechuras, not superstition. So that should be darkei amorim. You just told me that if it doesn't have refuah, it's darkei amorim. This Bryce says you can paint it red. What medicinal value would painting red have? It says a bishlam otoyanoi ba'avonim ki heicha the likhishchele. Its strength should become weaker. Do you have any help here on the science? What it means to weaken?
People will daven for the tree.
That's the next thing. That's the next thing Gemara says. But likhishchele, somehow weakening the strength of the tree will help the fruit. That's the next thing we're going to say. Yeah, somehow it's too alive. It's too alive. The tree, it makes the fruit too early and it loses the fruit. Okay, so that I understand. Soko besikra my refuaka of it. But painting it red, where's your medicinal value? Should be also talking about. Answer tomorrow. What Rabbi Stroll said. It doesn't have medicinal value. It's technical value. Because you're making a sign on the tree notifying the public that it's a sick tree so people will daven for it. That's a purpose. That's a darkei amorim. Ki heichid de lechazio inchi, people should see vili boli rachmi. Okay, that's okay too. Where do you get such a concept of the Gemara? Ki desanya by the mitzoyre v'tomei, tomei yikro. It says in the pasuk that tomei, the mitzoyre himself, should walk around saying, tomei, tomei, I'm tomei. What's an advertisement for anti-tomei pills? It's so that people should know you're in trouble and they should daven for you. Tzorech lodia tzairo l'rabim, v'rabim yivakshu olav achamim. Go exactly what you said, perfect. Amar Ravino, kiman, like whom talin and kufse bediklo, like whom do people do this? They used to hang, kufse means a cluster of dates on a sick dekel tree. Again, as a simon, it's not going to help the tree, but it's a simon to people, there's something wrong with this tree, they should daven. Kiman, like this Tana, like we just said, that's a valid system, you're allowed to do that. Kiman, ki haitanu. Like this Tana, we just said, that we learned from Tomei Tomei Yikra, that this is a thing to do. You have in our terms, your business is going bad, put out a sign in front that my business is going bad, people will daven for you. I hope. Or they'll pounce on your business. I don't know. You gotta be careful who you're dealing with. But anyway. Okay, now.
The tefillahs you have to make have to be very
what?
Open. But in the first case, the tree was doing was very strong.
It was strong, but it's losing its peiros. Yeah, but either way, it's losing its peiros. Yeah, I guess people knew. I mean, people knew what's going on, you know. Okay, now. Tona b'perek amuroi. There was a whole perek of brises in the Sefta. In these halachas of darkei amorim, they listed there many things, many seemingly refuah type things, which were questionable. Is it darkei amorim or is it real? Kamei de b'chibarovim, and he listed them all in front of a b'chibarovim to get his opinion. This is a valid refuah, or this is darkei amorim things. Said, "Kulu isbu shum darkei amorim. Your whole list is no good. They're all darkei, except for two. Two lachashes in contention. Says those are valid. Lebar mehani. These two. Mishi yeshla etzem bigroinoi. Somebody who gets a bone stuck in his throat. Maybe may oisei hamin. He should. Let's say it's a chicken bone. He should bring a piece of chicken. Correct. Umaniach le'akakoro, put it on the head of the person who's got the problem, and say the following. V'le'mohochi, it's a lachash, we don't know the words mean. Chad, chad, noches, bola, bola, noches, chad, chad. Ein bo mishum da'akemori, that's a valid thing. Le'idra, idra means, again, a bone, means a fishbone is stuck in the throat. Le'mohochi should say as follows. Again, it's a lachash. Nin'atztu ki'machat, nin'altu ki'triz, shia, shia, go down, go down. These two, he gave them a whole list, we don't even know what they are. He says they're all no good, they're all Darkei Mori, except for these two. And I told you before that the Poskim say that all the Lachash is all the things in the Gemara we don't use anymore, because Nishtanu Atvoyim. I'm pretty sure, I'll double check, I'm pretty sure that in our day, in the beginning of Hilchos Bikur Cholim, that Kevega brings, I think from the Maril, that this one is still valid. Chad chad noches bola bola chad chad, it can be used today. I'll double check it tomorrow. I'm pretty sure. What? What's that? It's not Darkei Mori. It's Nishtanu Atvoyim. They don't work today. They don't work. We don't use them today. We don't use these things today. Okay. Next, Ha'ome God Gedi Usnuk Loy. God means mazel, like we just said, bo God. My mazel should get mazeldik. And snook means sleep. And it shouldn't fall asleep, ashuchi boshri, day and night. Meaning he's being mispalel that his mazel should be good. That's Darkei Mori to daven like that. Reb Yehuda Omer, it's worse than Darkei Hamori. God ain't well loshan. God is the name of an avodah zorah in Tanakh. Shenema ha'orchim lagad shulchan. So that Rashi explains it's worse. He thinks worse than Darkei Mori. That's mamish being maskil b'shem avodah zorah. Next, hu b'shmo v'hi b'shmo. It's a trick. A husband and wife, they would switch names at night to protect themselves from who knows what. Yesh bo b'shem Darkei Mori, not to be done. Next, donu doni. Doni means my barrels. Trying to protect his barrels of wine or whatever. Donu doni, they should become strong. Yesh bo b'shem Darkei Mori. Beauty says worse, because Don is also the name of an avodah zorah in Tanakh. Omer ain Don and loshen avodah zorah shem nishboim ba'ashmas shoyim ve'omu chel and kecho Don. Okay, now they had this thing again. It's dark. They had this thing that Oirev is a raven. Am I right? Yeah, black bird. They somehow thought that the ravens could predict or give them messages, so they had things to say to them when they would make the noise. That's things to say to them that would get out from what they want. It's all not allowed to do it. Ha'omer lo oirev tzrach, that's what they said. Or the orvus to a female oirev shrieky, make a noise. Vachzirili znovech letoyve, turn around your tail to me. Look good. Yesh bo mishum darkei amoyri. Ha'omer shachtu tanegoilis ze shekora arvis. Oh, I like this chicken. Check this one. Because it's Arabic, meaning crowed a little bit later than all the other ones. Or Tarnagoilis, I want this Tarnagoilis, Shikora Gavish, she sounds like a male. These were all superstitions they had. And because this kind of chicken is better, this kind of female hen is better. Yesh b'mishim darkei amoyri. Eshteva oiser, a person, it's some Savita superstition. I'll drink and leave over a little. I'll drink a little bit, that way it'll be broch in my yayin. Yesh bo mishum darkei amoyri. Hamivakas beitzim bekois, very interesting. The chicken, the eggs would hatch, the chicks would come out. They would then take those eggshells, smash them up, and rub them into the wall opposite where the chicks were growing up. They felt that was a psav way to make the chicks grow better. Right? That's a superstition. That would make sure they'd be healthy, the chicks. Yesh bo mishum darkei amoyri. Hamagis b'fnei efrochim. Or in front of the chicks, he would... Also a superstition. They would take eggs and mix them. The whites of the eggs in front of the chicks that were growing up. That would somehow make the chicks healthy. Right? The yesh bo mishum darkei amoyri. Again, the rule of thumb. This has no valid medicinal value. There's nothing going on. It's a pure superstition. It's Darkei Mori. Hamirakedes, so they would dance. Vahamoina should count 71 Ephraichim. There was also a superstition that they shouldn't die. Yesh Moshim Darkei Mori. It's Darkei Mori. Hamirakedes Lukuta. Kuta was some sort of, it was like a yogurt, a sour milk dish that they used to eat then. So when she would make it, When she would make it, she would dance in front of it, and that was somehow her nichush to make it come out better. Or hamishatekes ladashim. When she would cook lentils, she would make sure everybody would be quiet, and that the hell would make them cook better. Mitzavachas legrisin, or when she cooked grisin, fakir, she'd make noise because the hell noise was good for the grisin. How they touch grisin? It's such a type of bean also. Beans. Yesh bom shindake mori. Hamashtenes b'fnei gdei rosa. She'd be mashten right in front when she's cooking something. That was a superstition because the acidity, the meraglayim, you know, that sometimes symbolically would make it cook faster. No good. But what you could do, you want an eitzah to make the thing cook faster, Chazal have an eitzah. Nice and kisim shel tut, you could put into what you're cooking a splint of a tut wood. It's a type of berry. They have an English word for it. It's a type of berry. Mulberry. And that wood apparently was sharp, like putting a vineyard, it would heat the thing up and it would cook quicker. That's a valid, that's not a superstition, that works. Or shivri schuchis bigdeira, put pieces of glass into the pot, it'll cook it faster. Is that true? I don't know. Glass, somebody felt, would speed up the cooking. Now, of course, immediately I thought when I saw this Gemara, it'll cook faster, but you're going to get in trouble when you eat it. Zachachomi, you're not allowed to do it because it's zakona. It'll cook it faster, but you're going to eat glass. Not al darkei ha-moiri, but menei ha-zakona. Don't do it on Wednesday either. You put chips of glass in your food. That's what happened then with the Tylenol. So now they found little glass chips in it. Okay, turn around, Bonham. Meantime, we have some eitzes for burning things better. Tanarab Bonin, Nosen Bulshel Melech. You can put, if you'd like, a handful of salt, Letochan Ner. If you put salt into the oil, it will burn better. It will somehow thin the oil and it will draw into the wick better. Bishul Shetoye Vitadli. Another trick to know, Venosin's very timely now, Venosin Tit. Clay, v'charosis, cheres, under the nair, bishvil shetamtin v'tadlik, it'll cool it down the shem a little bit, and it will burn a little bit slow. You'll get more value out of your oil. Okay. Now the reverse. Now they're going to say things to be don't do. If you do these things, you're going to burn very quickly. And poshut baltashkes. Omer avzucha, hay man de mechse shroga de moshcha. If you cover up your shroga de moshcha, your lamp oil, you cover it up, it's going to burn very quickly. And if you cover it very tight, it's going to go out. There's going to be any oxygen over there. Probably doesn't mean that tight. If you cover the thing up, just going out immediately. But somehow, if you cover it up in a certain way, it will burn out faster, and you're wasting your oil. Or fakir du megali naft, if you're using neft and you completely expose it, then it burns more quickly, too quickly. Kovim shum al tashkes, you're wasting the shemen or the neft. Okay. Okay, since we had many lechoshim, we said you shouldn't do zagma. One, this is not a problem. Chamra v'chayim l'pum rabbon, like we say l'chayim when it's served wine. Chamra v'chayim in yayin v'chayim l'pum rabbonon. Ein bo mishum darki amori. That's just a bracha that everybody should be well. Rashi's last Rashi can moizgim v'noisin kois oimekein lebracha bi'almo. Ein bo mishum darki amori. It's a bracha. Ma'ase b'Rebbe Akiva shosam mishna lebno. Vakol kos v'kol shehevi yom chamra v'chayim l'pum rabbonon. Chayim v'chamra l'pum rabbonon. Ulefum talmideyon. It's just a bracha similar to where we say l'chayim. That's not darkei amori. Just wishing people well. Masho explains we're wishing you well on the wine. That wine in moderation is a good thing. If you overdo it, it's not such a good thing. We're telling you chamra l'chayim. Do it right. Hadron lo b'me yishakal gobel. This is a hard parik. This is a very hard parik. Okay, what we deal with in this parak, it's two halves. The first half of the parak is krisis, all the chayvikoris and the chattas, and then we get to the melechah Shabbos. We start with krisis here. And basically, we know Shabbos is from the classic things that are zdoinai bikoris, shigagosu bichatos. If you do a b'meizah, you chayvikoris, and v'shoy gege chayvikoris. This mission we're going to learn next for the next 4 or 5 days. This Mishnah tells us basically there are three types of shoigeg on Shabbos, and they have ramifications. In other words, like this: I'm a shogeg on Shabbos. What does that mean? The simple two cases we know is one we call shogeg Shabbos, who's doing malachis. I didn't realize it was Shabbos today. And then I did Ktsir, Tchina, I did everything. I know Ktsir is also, I know Tchina is also. I didn't know it was Shabbos. That's called Shigigas Shabbos. And Zdoin Melochas. I was mazed in the Meloch. I know I'm not allowed to write. I didn't know it was Shabbos. You can have it the other way. Zdoin Shabbos, Vishigigas Melochas. I know it's Shabbos. But I don't know that Ktsir is also. I didn't get that far. I left school early, then I go to work. You know what I mean? I never got the Ktsir. That's called Zdoin Shabbos, Shigas Melochas. I have a very big difference over there. And again, it's psukim, but it makes a lot of sense. Let's say a person on Shabbos, he's a shogeg, and he does three things wrong. He does koitze, toichen, and mevashel. Okay? How many chatoyas does he have to bring? That depends what his shogeg was. Rule of thumb, again, it's psukim, but rule of thumb to understand is how many shoygigs did I do? So if you say, the first case, Shiga Shabbos, I forgot it was Shabbos. So I did Ktsir, Trina, and Bishop. I only bring one Chatos. Because there's only one shoygig there, if you think about it. I was shoygig in Shabbos. However, if I know it's Shabbos, and I was shoygig, I forgot Ktsir Zosa, I forgot Trina Zosa, I forgot Bishop Zosa, then you're going to bring three Chatos. Because there's really three shgoges over there. So again, if it's Shigigas Shabbos, you bring a chatas for the Shabbos. If it's Shigas Melochis, you're going to bring for each Meloch, each Av Meloch. Now the Mishnah has a third type of mistake. Not I forgot it was Shabbos. I didn't know there was Shabbos in the world altogether. Not I forgot the day it's Shabbos. Either I forgot Shabbos exists, or I never knew about it. I was born on Jupiter. I didn't exchange. I was born by the Goyim. I don't know anything. Let's see the mission. Three alomas is three separate things. I mean, it's totally one alomas. Which three alomas? Hashigas Melochas. Yeah, that's called three separate alomas. It's only one alomas. Doesn't matter. The melachas break up because it's three different things. No, if it's different alamas, of course you bring different chatoyos. If you remember in between, that's a different story. It's all you forgot. Klal godol omru b'Shabbos. Kol ha-shocheach ike Shabbos. He doesn't know. Not he forgot the day was Shabbos. He either seen the word. Either it means he forgot there was Shabbos in the Torah, or he never knew. We'll see. It's tomorrow. He did 50 melachos over 50 Shabbos until they caught up with him. That's your extreme, because that's mamish one chatos. Shabbos breishes noyach lech lech. It's all the same forgetting. He just forgot that Shabbos exists, so he never knew it exists. So he could go chas v'sholmi mechal Shabbos an entire lifetime, and at the end they'll say, you know, hello Shabbos is uive. He gets one chatos for that. That's the first level. So level number two is Hayodeya Ika Shabbos. This is what we call Shigigas Shabbos. He knows this Shabbos. He forgot today was Shabbos. But he forgot next week also. So if he forgot today, that's simple. For everything he does today, he gets one chatos. But what if he forgot the next week also? It took him 2 weeks to figure out what happened over here. So now he did on Shabbos Breishis a whole bunch of melachas. He did on Shabbos Noyach a whole bunch of melachas. It's the next step. Then he's going to bring two chatoyas. One chatas for each Shabbos. We also melachas harbi b'Shabbos is harbi. Chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Now here it's not an easy thing to understand. Here one can say, what's the difference? It's one mistake. I didn't realize it was Shabbos. Why do I get... It's not where I remember. If I remember during the week that it was Shabbos, obviously it's a different chatos. He didn't. This is then we have Yediyah Yomim Shebein Tayim HaMachalik. The days in between split the Shabbos. Rashi says it's Svara. Because it's impossible the whole week you shouldn't have caught on that Shabbos passed. Taisa says exerts a kosov, whatever it is. But the intervening days split up. So it's one shoygeg, even though you did 50 malachas at Shabbos. But every Shabbos that passes is looked at as a separate one. Because you forgot it was Shabbos. If you forgot that Shabbos exists, that's the first case in the Mishnah. Then it's one chatas for your whole life, chas shalom. Here it's one chatas for every Shabbos. Now you have the third case. Hayodei Shu Shabbos. I know today is Shabbos. V'osim melochis harbei. V'shabbos is harbei. Chayiv al kol av melochu melochu. Here it doesn't matter how many Shabbos is either. I know it's Shabbos. I know everything, but I forgot the Ketzir is also. I did Ketzir on Shabbos Breishis. I did Ketzir on Shabbos Noyach. It's one Chatos. That's just Ketzir. It's the same mistake. And every Av, you did Toichen, you'll bring for Toichen. But Lemoshel, you told the two. Wait, anything in the same group, you won't bring. Let's say you did Ketzirah and a Toldo of Ketzirah. That's only one Chatos. Each group Av is its Chatos. So if you have something, you don't have to have two Avos. You could have an Av from Kaitsev and a Tolda from Kaitsev. That'll be two Chatoyas. It's two Avos. Hoysa melochas harbe mei melocha achas. Meaning, I knew it was Shabbos, and now on Shabbos I did 15 melochas. But they were all under the rubric of Kaitsev. One Chatos. In a chayiv el chatos achas. So that's your basic rule of thumb. If Shabbos doesn't exist by you, it's one chatos for your whole life. If your problem is you forgot it was Shabbos, then every Shabbos gives you a chatos. Each Shabbos cuts its own thing, even though you didn't remember it. If you knew it was Shabbos and your mistake was in the melochis, then it's a chatos for each av melochis, each category of melochis.